Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Hope that everyone is doing well on today. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we love your word. Help us to understand your word. Help us to rightly divide the word of truth, Lord. Help us to be strengthened, enlightened by your word. Help us to be saved by your word. Help your word, Lord, to go out amongst the masses, amongst people, Lord, that people might believe and be saved. Lord, help us on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to go back over to the book of John, John chapter 16. We had left off yesterday on verse 3. We're going to pick up on verse 4 and read through verse 7. And it says, "But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, ye may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." Now, this is Jesus talking to the disciples about leaving the Comforter. Now he's repeating himself ever since John chapter 13, when Jesus was washing the disciples' feet. He began to deposit into the disciples things that were going to come after. So he washed the disciples' feet. He showed them how to serve, how to love one another. Then he goes on and tells of his betrayal. He gives them the commandment to love. And then he tells about Peter's denial. He's continually telling them, giving them foretelling knowledge of what's going to come. He talks about he is the way to the Father. And then he talks about the promise of the Holy Spirit, beginning in verse 14. And then he goes on to 15 about he's the vine and we are the branches, and we cannot bear fruit. We cannot bear anything outside of him, the hatred of the world. Then he talks about the persecution. And then he talks about leaving the Comforter. Again, he talks to them about leaving the Comforter, the Paraclete, the Advocate with them. And let's go to verse 7. He says, "Nevertheless," in verse 7, John chapter 16, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is advantageous, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter," which is one that dwells within us, "it will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him." You know, in Colossians 2:9, I want to read something before I get into that thought. Colossians 2:9 says, "For in him," which is in Jesus, "dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, inside the person, the man, Christ Jesus, with everything pertaining to life and godliness, everything pertaining to the nature, the divine nature of God. And in Jesus encompassed the Spirit of God, God himself, the authority of God, embodied in Jesus. And after Jesus was crucified, and we're still getting to that, but after Jesus was crucified and resurrected, that portion of the assignment of Christ was suspended. He is now at the right hand of God, and he sent forth the Comforter, the Spirit. Now the Spirit of God dwells in the earth and dwells in the believers. And now that portion of the assignment of the Godhead, the divine nature, is in effect. That function of God is in effect. And they call it, the Spirit is for regeneration, being renewed in Christ. And that spirit is hovering in the earth. Let's go over to Genesis, speaking of hovering. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, let's start at verse 1. It says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved or hovered upon the face of the waters." The Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God is able to be everywhere. That's the omnipresence of God. He's able to be everywhere all the time. And that's when Jesus is saying it is advantageous in John 16, verse 7, "It is expedient that I go away and send the Comforter." And because the Comforter has a particular assignment. And let's read what the assignment is going to be. It's in verse 8. Let's go to verse 8 of John chapter 16. "And when he is come," when the Spirit of God is come, when the Comforter is come, the Paraclete, someone that walks alongside of us, the someone that is within the believer, lives in the believer, "he will reprove or convict the world of sin." That's one assignment. He will convict the world of sin. The Spirit of God is everywhere. The eyes of God seeing everything going to and fro, watching the activities of man. And so he will do one thing. He will reprove or convict the world, and of righteousness and of judgment. Verse 9, "of sin, because they believe not on me." They believe not on Jesus. So the Spirit of God is convicting the unbeliever. Verse 10, "of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more." And so they won't see Jesus anymore. He's talking to the disciples. They won't see him anymore in this life. Not until they reach where he is in heaven. So he won't see him anymore, but the Spirit of God is going to be here to do some particular task in the earth. And Jesus is comforting the disciples to give them hope. So they are not sad, because he said in verse 6 that sorrow has filled their hearts, because he said he was going away. They loved Jesus. They had gotten to know him. They had been around him. They saw the love of God. They saw God. They didn't want him to go away. But Jesus is telling them the next stage of what needs to happen is I need to go away and send the Comforter, because there's some particular things that the Comforter must do. It is in the plan of God. Let's go on to verse 11 of John chapter 16. The Comforter is going to do this too. He's going to convict the world of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. The ruler of this world, the devil, is judged. He is judged. He has been found guilty. And after the resurrection, Jesus made an open show that he had dominated, and he is over all principality and power. And the enemy got the keys taken away from him. And so now he's saying, because of judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged, "I have yet many things to say." He's talking to the disciples, "many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now." I'm going to stop there. I know we're in the middle of a thought. We're going to continue tomorrow on John 16, verse 13. We're going to continue to talk about the Comforter and Jesus speaking to the disciples to comfort them, because he is not going to leave us. Or he was talking to the disciples at the time, but he's saying to us today, he will not leave us comfortless. He will not leave us as orphans. That's why the Comforter is here. Bless you on today. May God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Join me tomorrow on The Word of Me. God bless.